Hi guys, Deb here. So you know that I'm a podcast junkie. Not only do I love making my weekly podcast, Yoga Birth Babies, but I listen to podcasts religiously. I just got wind of a new podcast I want to share with you. It's from Gimlet Media, whose shows you probably already know, Homecoming, Science Versus, and The Habitat. Today, I want to introduce you to a new podcast from Gimlet Media that I think you'll love. It's called Motherhood Sessions. On Motherhood Sessions, psychiatrist Dr. Alexandra Sachs works with women who are struggling with the massive life and identity shifts that accompany motherhood. In this extended trailer, you'll hear Julia, a Korean-American woman who's grappling with some identity issues after being raised by a white family and not having much connection to her Asian culture until she had her first biological child. Keep listening to hear the special trailer of Motherhood Sessions, which follows this message. Note that Motherhood Sessions covers sensitive topics and includes some profanity, so it may not be appropriate for young ears. I hope this honest, compelling conversation resonates with you, and if you love what you'll hear, you'll keep listening to Motherhood Sessions on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
This is Motherhood Sessions. I'm Dr. Alexandra Sachs. I'm a reproductive psychiatrist who works with pregnant women and new mothers. In our work, we talk about the most confusing and difficult issues that come up when you're a new mom, how motherhood can make you look at yourself in totally new ways. Each episode of this show is like a therapy session I'd have in my office, except these brave women are having these conversations out in the open. Today, I'm talking with a woman we're calling Julia.
I'm kind of what people call the model adoptee. I was a very good kid. I never did anything to make my parents mad. I always wanted their acceptance and approval. And, you know, I never did anything really rebellious. I've lived my whole life like that up until, until I became a mom.
Julia was adopted as a baby from South Korea and grew up in a small town on the East Coast with very few people of color. It wasn't until Julia became a mother that she began to reckon with her own childhood. This came in the form of asking questions about how she was raised and where she was from. Her parents were loving, but they didn't acknowledge how she looked different and was different from them. They were white and she was not. Julia knows that her parents loved all of their kids just the same, and they were just trying to make her feel like she fit in. But she also took in the message that she needed to be like them to be accepted by them.
Because of how I was raised, I didn't see myself as Asian. I saw myself as a white person. Mm-hmm. Growing up, whenever I saw other Asian people, that would be like, oh, I'm Asian. Whether it was getting Chinese food at the local Chinese restaurant, because that was the only place that you saw Asian people, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Did you forget otherwise that you were Asian?
Yeah. I think I just didn't want to be Asian.
When you say you didn't want to be Asian, do you know why?
I think it's because I was raised in I was raised with a belief that being white is better. Okay. Does that make sense?
Well, it sounds like another way of putting it is that in recognizing that you were Asian, you saw yourself as lesser than, because that was your parents' implied connotation.
Right. I mean, it's so complicated.
How does it feel to hear me say that in such a straight line?
I mean, I think it's true.
What made you want to look into finding out more about your biologic parents?
Okay. Becoming a mom changed a lot of things for me. Just having kids, my own biological children, really made me see the importance of knowing my history and where I come from. You know, because my kids are the first biological relatives that I've ever seen. And so that was so cool. And even still, I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like, I look at them, I'm like, oh my gosh, you came for me.
So it gave you a good feeling being biologically connected to them, and you wanted to have that same feeling maybe that you could get from meeting other relatives?
Just made me realize how difficult a decision it must have been for my birth mother to relinquish me. I guess you're right. I did kind of want to know who else is out there like me.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
There are so many layers in therapy. Despite their limitations, Julia loves her parents, so she's afraid of hurting their feelings by telling them how unseen she felt as a child and how she still feels. On this episode of Motherhood Sessions, Julia and I talk about how to have this conversation and how to prepare for the reaction that scares her the most.
Will they reject me?
Because you've had a lot of love received because you've reinforced. You've mirrored them, actually.
Yeah, I've done everything that I'm supposed to do.
So the question is, if you're a little rebellious by simply telling the truth,
right,
which is that being adopted has in fact impacted your identity and your emotional development. Mm-hmm. If you tell them that simple truth, will it be so disruptive to their worldview and cause them to feel pain and make them want to go away and not love you anymore?
I don't want to lose their love by telling them that I'm searching for my birth family.
You can hear more of this conversation and find out what happened when Julia talked with her mom on Motherhood Sessions. You can find Motherhood Sessions for free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's Motherhood Sessions from Gimlet Media, available everywhere now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.